Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying It's Never Too Late, Bible Bits from Genesis. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 to 20, tithing to honor God. If someone wrote your biography based on your bank accounts or your tax returns, what might it say about you, your loyalties, your focus, and about whom you serve? Stewardship is a deeply spiritual matter. It's not a matter of dollars and cents. It's a matter of commitment and dedication. It's not man's way of raising money. It's God's way of maturing people. There is a point beyond which you cannot go in your spiritual life, your spiritual pilgrimage, unless you're right with material possessions. Unless you have money in the right perspective, your life will not be right. Tithing is the floor. It's not the ceiling of Christian giving. It is the consistent testimony of Scripture that tithing is the basic act of a Christian steward. Tithing is not a denominational issue. It's a biblical principle. First, Abraham commenced it. He was the first person in the Bible to tithe. 500 years before the law, He gave it as an expression of his gratitude to God for delivering him from his enemies. Salvation. A picture of salvation. There are basically three kinds of giving: grudge giving, duty giving, and thanksgiving. Someone wrote, "That which you cannot give away, you do not possess. It possesses you." So tithing, Abraham commenced it. Second, Moses commanded it. Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 30. "And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy to the Lord." Tithing was from the beginning and still is today an expression of God's ownership and our stewardship. It is a symbol of our consecration and our devotion to Him. So tithing, Abraham commenced it, Moses commanded it, and then third, Malachi confirmed it. Like a skilled prosecutor, the prophet indicted Israel for sin after sin after sin. And one of those sins was the failure to tithe. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. "Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me. But you say, 'In what way have we robbed you?' In tithes and offerings. You're accursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing, there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts." Israel was in an economic depression. The prophet taught that we are to continue to tithe regardless of our economic condition. Obedience to God will bring his blessings. But let me ask you, how much of your tithe should go to your local church? The answer is all of it. All the tithes, it says. All of it, which means the whole. But you ask, Pastor, since there are so many good causes, why should I give all my tithe through the church? Because God said so. The offering is how to support other ministries. So tithing, Abraham commenced it, Moses commanded it, Malachi confirmed it, and then fourth, Jesus commended it. The only recorded statement by Jesus concerning tithing is found in Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. Wait a minute. Tithing is part of the law. We live under grace. Ah, but grace goes beyond the law. Only as we give beyond the tithe, sacrificially, do we begin to give in accordance to the new covenant of grace. You give that some thought, and you have a great day.